Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichku today.
Lift those two hands to him alone. Shandeli brigado, Satya Lagalede, Sandeli brigado, Shkabalale Kaya. Make sweet offerings to him. From your heart, make melodies and let your mouth sing of his praise. Sing a new song to the Lord. Speak a new psalm to the Lord. Speak in the spirit to the Lord. Magnify the Lord in tongues. Lay carrot in the bread of Sundali Brigadosh. Lay by Alados in the Librigabosha. Lay Brigadosh on the Librigabayata. Lay by Alikadosh on the Labragatea. We bless you, Father. We honor you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we honor you. Thank you for the first month of the year 2025. Thank you for bringing us into a brand new year. Thank you for the privilege and the blessing of calling us together as an assembly of yours to gather in your name and to have the privilege in your presence to offer sacrifices that please your heart. Lord, let all that we release unto you be before you a sweet fragrance, an aroma that pleases you, a sacrifice that pleases you. This is our praise. This is the lifting of our hands in adoration. This is us presenting ourselves, living sacrifices before you. To you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. Be manifestedly glorified in our midst. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we worship. And let the people of the Lord say a big amen. Our hearts are open. Speak to us precisely and accurately, Lord. I yield my vessels that I speak your word. And I pray today that your word goes forth unhindered by any force of darkness. That your word goes forth and by free course, swiftly, and that grace be poured out in the hearts of all men who hear today. That wisdom be imparted, that the faith of men be strengthened, and much more that will come into the manifestations of the blessings of the word that we hear today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and let the people of God say a very big amen. If you're excited to be in church today, you know how we do it. For our God is great and is greatly to be praised. Somebody clap those hands and shout a big hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. Welcome everyone by your side. Make sure you will not have any stranger sitting by your side today, to the left and to the right. Make sure nobody remains a stranger. Introduce yourselves and let them introduce themselves. Hallelujah. Get to know their names. Tell the person by your side you're looking good. If he is looking good, if she is looking good. So I'm excited to be the one by your side. Hallelujah. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. How many of you are excited to be in the first month
of this year. Hallelujah. All right. Exodus chapter 13 from verse 1, we're going to read to verse 2. In our ministry, we have a revelation that God is the Alpha, that God is the first, and His position in our lives, in the church, and whatever else that we ever do should be only first and nothing else. That God should have the throne of our hearts and be the first in all that we do. So we yield ourselves, submit ourselves to Him, and humble ourselves like the first month of the year. That's how we apply that revelation. And we sit at the feet of Jesus. And we lay before Him to receive instructions from Him in fasting and in prayer. Exodus 13 verse 1. Exodus 13 verse 1. Now you have to understand the principle of the first. The principle of the first is not a principle of I just want to give God my first. No. It's a principle of worship. Because the first belongs to Him. That's His. You may decide to use it for yourself. You may decide to eat it. You may decide to usurp that position, that authority, that throne of His. But it's still His. So look at what the scripture says in Exodus chapter 13 verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, I want you to hold that neighbor by your side. Call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David. I want you to hear verse 2. And I want you to read it to that person and loud. One to go. Consecrate to me all the firstborn. Whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel. Both of man and beast. It is mine. One more time. Consecrate to me all the firstborn. Whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel. Both of man and beast. It is mine. Now, what is the revelation and the principle we take from the scripture? We are not under the law. But we receive the revelation of what God is teaching us here. What is that principle? Turn to your neighbor and say, every first is God's. Come on, talk to that neighbor and say it boldly. Say, all firsts is God's. So if I wake up in a day, I have 24 hours. The first hour of that day belongs to who? God. That's a principle. If I'm making a plan of what I want to do and what I want to accomplish in a year, the first plan I should make is for who? God. If I have certain dreams and certain desires, or maybe I have some questions on how to get to do something and I need direction, the first person I talk to is who? There is somebody I want to marry. I really like this person, but I don't know. I need clarity. Am I sure this is God's will for me? The first person to talk to is who? God. When I start out my year, and I have all these dreams and hopes and aspirations, I have these visions and goals I have set out for myself, and I know that year is going to be awesome, and I have my plans out, the first month should be given to who? God. God. That's the principle. All that is first belongs to me. So when you give it back to him, is you're not doing him a favor. You're not trying to curry a favor. He says, "Is mine, bring it back to me." So I want to show you today about two things that the first represents. And that's why we fast. That's why from tomorrow, 14 days, New Year and our fasting starts. And we are, somebody's excited about that. And then we fast and we pray. And then from Monday to Friday, we call it Super Fortiso. It's a program that if you've ever been part of it. How many of you have ever been part of Super Fortiso? If it's one program, you're so blessed, right? I mean, you don't want to miss Super Fortiso for anything. Mondays to Fridays, every day by 5 p.m., we are before the Lord. Why? It is our way of saying to the Lord, the first month of the year belongs to you. We are going to be so busy doing a whole lot of things. We are going to be so giving to our work, our education, our career, our businesses. We are going to push a whole lot this year. But first you will sit at your feet. What are you saying concerning the year? How do you want to lead us? So two key things that the first represents. It may have more than two, but I will do two this service. Number one, write it down. The first and giving God the first represents faith. Worship. It represents worship. You know what consecration is? Consecration is being set apart as holy unto the Lord. Set apart as holy unto the Lord. Meaning, this thing is only used for God and for God's only. It belongs to God. That's what it means. So when we give God our first, what we are doing is that we are worshiping him and consecrating whatever we offer as first. Like now in church, we are offering our time as first. We are saying you are the most important schedule that we have. You are the most important event that we have. Sitting at your feet is the most important. To receive wisdom, to receive grace. Thank you for making us smart. Thank you for making us intelligent. Thank you for giving us grace. Thank you for giving us giving us favors. But first of all, we sit at your feet. You are the all-wise God. We sit at your feet. Nothing works except you. We sit at your feet to receive direction. Which way should we go? How should we get there? We sit at your feet to receive grace, to be empowered, to be strengthened for the journey ahead. And when you do that, you are worshiping him. You're recognizing that he is your God, that he is your source, that he is your supply, that he is your sustenance. You're recognizing. Write this down. Giving God your first is an acknowledgement that God is supreme. Giving God your first is an acknowledgement that God is supreme, that he is first, and that he is enthroned above any other. Lord, I'm serious about my business, but between 5 to 7, I'm shutting it down. I'm serious about my passion, but between 5 to 7 every evening for 14 days, I shut it down. I'm at your feet with all sense, worshiping you, receiving your word. What you're doing at that moment is that you're above my business. You are above everything else. You're acknowledging God. You're acknowledging him. Every time you make a sacrifice, what you're saying is, what you sacrifice is of less value to what you sacrifice it for. Well, sacrifice, every time you make a sacrifice, you're saying, I value the more what I'm sacrificing for than what I sacrifice. So when you sacrifice your time, what you're saying is, I value God more than my time. You sacrifice money, I value God more than money. You sacrifice, and that's how God receives worship. When you bring those sacrifices before Him, especially the one He tells you is not yours, the one He says is mine. And you know, in your journey as a believer, I want everybody to listen to me. In your journey as a believer, the greatest thing the devil will attack in your life is your commitment to keep God first. That's why when you wake up in the morning, the first temptation you meet in the day is to reach for your phones. Not to reach on your for your knees or to get under your knees. It's to reach for your phone. That's the greatest temptation you're going to have. He's that, because that's exactly what the devil wants. He wants worship. He wants to be first. He wants to sit on the throne of God. So see what the devil does. Through the appetites of the flesh, and that's why we fast. He seeks the first too. Through lust for money, lust for profit, lust for fame, lust of the flesh, every kind of lust of the flesh, the devil seeks the first too. He also wants to be worshipped, therefore he tempts men to touch the first. And he knows what happened to him when he wanted to touch the first, the throne of God. The first is the throne of God. Every time someone comes to see me, I'm in counseling, whether in church or outside church, and he starts telling me how he's not seeing the hand of God in his life. He's been praying. He's been a Christian. He's not seeing the manifestation of God's glory in his life. I always have one answer first. It's not the devil. The first thing first is the person doesn't keep God first. Wherever God is not first, he hides himself. Whenever you keep him first, he manifests himself. He's a key. It's a spiritual technology that never fails. I will honor those that honor me. If you lift me up, I lift you up. If you lightly esteem you, I hide myself from you. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. You lightly esteem me, I lightly esteem you. The loving kindness of God is for all. The loving kindness of God is for all. The mercy of God is for all. But the honor of God is not for all. God doesn't honor all men. The seed for receiving divine honor, the secret to divine honor, is honor him. And how to honor God is to keep him first. Give to him first. Worship him first. Acknowledge him first. Keep him first in your life. That's the key. That's the key. When God gave me this as a very young man, maybe my 20s, okay, my early 20s, 20 or 21st, and he showed me this revelation. From that day, I've never had a better last year. From the moment I was given this revelation, I've never had a better last year. I've never had a year I was defeated. I've never had a year that I looked and said, what kind of year is this? Somebody under the sound of my voice, this year for you, 2025, will be a new dawn in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands. Prophesy boldly. Say, 2025 is my due dawn year. Say, it's my new dawn year. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. I'm going to read to verse 17. For you have said in your heart, Isaiah 14, sorry, verse 12, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cast down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into the heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. That is God's position, God's throne. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Verse 15, keep moving. I'm reading to verse 17. Yet you should be brought down, to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. Verse 16, those who see you will gaze at you and consider this saying, is this not the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms? Verse 17, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed his cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners. He said, you want to take God's place, you will burn down. Now, let me tell you the secret I've learned. Anything you allow to take God's place in your life comes down. He did it to Lucifer, he does it to everything. From your business to family. If you allow your children to take God's place, those children will later be a pain to you later in life. You allow your marriage to take God's place, and that's what is more important to you. Later in life, it comes down. You allow your business, you are too busy. Whatever you give first, God brings down. Nobody shares that position with him in anybody's life. That throne belongs to him. So if you want to see sustained glory, sustained honor, increased blessings in any area of your life, keep God first there. When it comes to God, sacrifice that thing for him. When it comes to worshiping him, sitting at his feet, receiving his word, let nothing come before it. The devil knows this. And when the devil wants to destroy anything in any believer's life, the temptation that goes is elevate that thing to be more important. Be committed to that thing more than you are to God. Let God be second. So when you're hearing somebody say, come, let's go to the house of the Lord. He said, I don't have time. Watch that thing you're saying you don't have time for. Later, you're going to see it come down. So resist the devil. He knows that this is what happens. Resist the devil. Lift your hands everywhere you are. From this day, every plot of the devil to tempt you to touch God's throne, to touch God's place in your life, shall always fail in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let me hear you shout your loudest amen. Help me turn to your neighbor and say, it is dangerous to touch the first. It is dangerous to eat that which you should consecrate. Say, God said, consecrate all first. It belongs to me. So don't make yourself first. Don't make your ability first. Don't make your connections first. Don't make... Somebody said we are supposed to be fasting. He said, I don't have time for that. You have made pleasure first. You have made comfort first. And God said, come before me. Humble yourself to fast. He said, I don't have time for that. Look at Proverbs chapter 20 verse 25. Give it to me. In the King James Version, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 25. In the King James Version, I want you to hold that neighbor by your side and say, this is a warning from the Lord. Say, be wise. Somebody read, want to go. It is a snare to the man who divorces that which is holy and after vows to make inquiry. Lord, if you deliver me, I will serve you with all my life. This is it now. Come and serve him. After you vow you will do this, now come and do it. And what the Lord is saying, consecrate to me, all first is mine. It is a snare. What's another word for a snare? So whenever there is a temptation to touch what belongs to God, know that the devil is setting a trap for you. And no one here will be caught in that trap from this day forward. The Lord supplies you with grace. You shall not enter the trap of the fowler in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands and say, my soul has escaped. Come on, shout it loud and say, my soul has escaped. Shout it loud and say, my soul has escaped. What's the second thing the first represents? Secondly, it represents faith. It represents faith. When you really believe you're offering something to God, and you really believe that that offering is something you want to give to him to receive, or you want to do something in his name, the attitude of faith is undeniably engaged. Whenever you see people doing something half-heartedly, when you see them doing something carelessly, when you see them doing something callously, when it relates with God, it's because they don't actually believe it's God they are doing that thing for. It's just a religious rite. So when you see people fasting anyhow, today you break by 10 a.m. The next day you eat by 5:30 a.m. So the fast can start by 6. You are not in competition with anybody. There is nobody who will leave his work to come and inspect whether you're fasting. You are dealing with a heavenly Father who lives in you, who sees in the secret, and a Father who rewards openly. So Matthew 6, when you fast, don't let anybody know. Oil your face. Wear fine clothes. Go into the secret place when you fast, and fast unto God, and this heavenly Father who sees in secret will reward you what? Openly. Everybody under the sound of my voice, as we begin the Super Fortizo fast tomorrow through the next 14 days, every single day, for the Lord says, I daily load you with benefits. Every single day, you're going to be having open rewards in the name of Jesus Christ. As we bring our fasting and our first fruit of our time before the Lord this January, from this January through to December, I prophesy, you will have every single month open rewards in the name of Jesus Christ. So do it wholeheartedly. When I come to visit you, you know, I was teasing some people. After a while, I had to stop it before it becomes from teasing to threat. I just see you during December. I say, I'll come to your house. I'll come during Christmas season. I say, I'm going to come visit you. The pastor say, hey, Pastor, we're not ready for you. Pastor, please. I was just looking at their faces. That is Pastor, a servant of God. Imagine the attitude changes. If I come to your house today, how will you serve me? That's the honor you have for a man God is using to bless you. What about God who is now using him? What about God from whom all blessings flow? So whenever you see callousness, carelessness, allow me to speak this English, anyhowness. Whenever you see anyhowness, what is happening in somebody's worship to God is that faith is not there. He doesn't actually know that that thing he's offering is for God to receive. In the beginning, Abel offered. Cain offered. The Bible said the Cain was a tiller of ground. That means what he's supposed to bring is the first fruits of his ground. But the Bible said he brought anything. The Bible said, but Abel was a rearer of animals. So he brought the firstborns and their fat thereof. Their fat means the best. He brought the first and the best. Two of them made sacrifices unto God, and God honored one, and God despised the other. God received one, and God rejected the other. Not everything offered to God is received by God. If you offer God nonsense, he rejects nonsense. If you offer God half-heartedness, he rejects it. Only those who seek him wholeheartedly. It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. There has to be passion. There has to be commitment. There has to be pleasure. Delight thyself in the Lord. Delight thyself in the Lord. Psalms chapter 37 verse 4. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight, it comes from the heart. It's a hard thing. It's a commitment thing. I will come today. I won't come tomorrow. I don't really have time. I will do this one today. No. And somebody tarries, stays there. Hi. I pray. In fact, in one of the days, we are going to show you the secret of men who have power with God. I can lay hands on you right now, and you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. But I can't lay hands on you and you carry power. It's not possible. The Holy Spirit you receive, his power is activated by one thing: tarrying. You've got to learn to stay until you're endued with power. Until you're endued with power from on high. So some people, their relationship with God is hit and run. Their relationship with God is last resort. I've tried my way, it doesn't work. Right now, only God can help me. They remember God. Somebody say, not me. Come on, shout and say, not me. Come on, shout louder, say, not me. So as we enter these 14 days, please engage your heart and engage your faith. When your heart and your faith is in it, God receives it as an excellent sacrifice. And when God calls your sacrifice excellence, fire will fail. Fire will fall. Glory will fall. You begin to see manifestations of the desires of your heart in measures beyond what you desire. Because God doesn't just do what you ask. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly and above. Somebody under the sound of my voice, from tomorrow, the first day, you will be receiving a bountiful first day miracle in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That's my prayer for you. Some of us that are serious about this, before 5 p.m., you're already on the altar praying. You're not waiting for anybody. There is a whole lot that can happen because we are all congregated. But you have certain things you're carrying in your heart. Like I told everybody in the second service, when coming tomorrow, help me tell your neighbor, when coming tomorrow, say, write down your prayer points for the year. Say, write down your faith expectations for the year. And come with it. Hear what the Lord said to us in the second service. Every prayer point that will touch this altar tomorrow, this same year shall be a manifested testimony. Let me hear you shout your loudest amen. Let me hear you shout your loudest amen. So somebody say, faith Shout it louder. Say faith. Stand on your feet. Hebrews. Chapter 11, verse 6. The attitude of faith. So, when I wake up tomorrow morning, I lift my hands and I say, Lord, I bring you myself, my heart, my love, a living sacrifice. That the next 14 days, I humble myself before you and declare you first. Declare you first. If I will be busy this year, you're the first person I will be busy with at your feet. Seeking your face. To know your plans. To know your ways for me this year. To receive divine strategies. May your light break forth for me like the morning. Give me revelation. Show me the way. Open my eyes and unveil the treasures of darkness, of dark places, the riches of secret places. And then my heart goes in. Through the day when I'm tempted to eat, I resist the devil and he flees. I resist the devil. I said, this is the time I break the fast. And I put it there. And I mean it. It's not a joke. And even when I'm breaking the fast, I don't break it as someone deprived. So if I didn't take morning food and I didn't take afternoon food, I'll now eat 3 more times to make up for it. You waste the fast. I won't take pleasurable foods. The things I like the most, the purpose is to dominate the flesh. To deny myself gratification. To humble myself is faith. Nobody anywhere from church knows. Nobody is clapping for me. But God is searching my heart. When he wears that sacrifice, there is an honor that comes from it. A client calls me. Say, can we meet by 5 p.m.? I say, no, we can't. I've seen men who will shut down their businesses for the weeks they are fasting and keep it in the hands of an assistant that will only do necessary work. I've seen it. Everybody at the level of their faith. But it depends on their heart. I've seen men. No. From these 14 days, I do business from this time to this time. You meet me after 7 when we're through. You meet me after 7. I shut down by this time. Everything else, secondary. God first. God first. Hold that neighbor by your side. And read that scripture to him or her. Want to go. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that God what? That means God exists. Somebody say God exists. And that he's a rewarder of those who believe. Tell your neighbor, God is a rewarder. How many of you are ready for your rewards? Your first reward is dropping tomorrow. I speak not as an ordinary man, as a man under grace. I speak. Look at verse 4 of that scripture. So this is what I charge everyone. This is the sacrifice I want you to make. With your heart, with passion, with love. Not as one they are dragging, but as one who is glad. With the light of your heart. Everybody, want to go by faith. Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, And through it, he being dead. Raise your hands everywhere. Watch what I'm about to prophesy. Don't joke with it. Don't joke with it. The offering you are offering by faith in these 14 days, giving God the first fruits of your year, submitting your time in fasting, in humility, in brokenness, in tears, seeking his face, asking of his revelations and of his directions, shall be before God a voice that will speak for you throughout this year and even moving forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Your sacrifice will be testifying. In an evil day, when the enemy plans to destroy you, it will rise up and speak for your victory. When the enemy wants to attack your body with sickness, it will stand forth and speak health. When you go through challenges of your vision, of big dreams that God has given you, and you're asking, how can I get this done? It will speak for you, and light will break forth for you, and you will receive divine strategies and supernatural provisions in the name of Jesus. Do you see that when a man offers a sacrifice by faith, he begins to speak? Imagine what we are going to do this 14 days. We speak all through the year and then for eternity. How will you take it seriously if you know that? Faith. So do it believing. Don't do it religiously. Do it by revelation. Don't do it as if it's one of those things. Let your heart. God doesn't weigh the act. He weighs the heart. It's the heart. He searches the heart. It's no ceremonial ritual. It's the heart. Our hearts are being poured out before him. Lift your hands and just thank him. Begin to bless him. Begin to bless him. Father, we glorify you. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We honor you. Thank you. Thank you for the next 14 days. For what you're about to do in Super 40. So thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we pray. Somebody, be very intentional. Give God an advance praise for what will be happening in the next 14 days. In the next 14 days, let's give him an advance thanksgiving and praise. Hallelujah! 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 How will you shout when your miracle manifests? How will you shout when that door opens? How will you shout when there is a shift in level? How will you shout? Hallelujah! Amen.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ibichukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 006-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ibichukwu.